Welcome to Purple Pride Radio, a podcast by teens for teens.
Here at White Lake High School, we are learning about how to use Audacity to create podcasts, and we've put together a podcast for you to share information about current hunting and trapping, along with all the great things it allows us to do. I'm Emily, and I'll be your host as we tell you more about deer hunting.
Up first, Zach will tell us about deer hunting.
Deer hunting has been around for a very long time and has been passed down from generation to generation. The sport itself has changed much from when first applied. They used to only have primitive bows, but now with a little ingenuity, the gun was invented. This has made hunting for animals like the deer so much easier. One, you can bring down the animal from a much farther distance, and two, you can bring it down much easier with much less to almost no effort. Now, we have trail cameras, blinds, and stands, which have revolutionized the sport of deer hunting. I'm Zach, and this has been my segment on deer hunting. Now back to our host.
Thank you, Zach. That was a very fun topic to learn about. Now we'll hear from Austin about duck hunting.
Northeastern South Dakota is part of the major waterfowl breeding grounds known as the Prairie Pothole region. This country was scarred with glaciers many years, centuries ago. It is now dotted with sloughs and streams where ducks are bound. In duck hunting, you are only allowed to have a total limit of 6 ducks per hunter. You can have 5 mallards with only 2 hens, 3 scrape, 3 wood ducks, 2 redheads, 2 pintails, and 2 canvasbacks. You are allowed to shoot ducks half an hour before and after sunset. Non-toxic shots include steel shot, Plymouth tin, and tungsten matrix. Duck season starts September 27th through December 10th. I am Austin, and this has been my segment on duck hunting. Now back to our host.
Wow, that was a very interesting topic to be discussed. Thanks, Austin. Up next, we will have Zach finish our topic of hunting off-bite, informing us about pheasant hunting.
Now I get to talk about the awesome sport of pheasant hunting. Pheasant hunting is a lot of fun and brings in a lot of revenue for the state from out-of-staters. From kids to adults, the sport is very fun and a great recreational sport. Here's a fun fact for Pheasantheim. The daily limit for pheasants is 3 per day. The pheasants were introduced into the United States from China around the 1850s to around the 1900s. The numbers of these birds used to be huge. Due to huge spring rains and hard winters the past few years, these numbers have dropped significantly from young birds dying. Hopefully, these birds can make a successful comeback and ravish like they used to.
Thank you, Zach, for informing us about pheasant hunting. Who knew that it could be so much fun? Now we will start our topics on the trapping. There are a lot of different animals that can be trapped, but we will just tell you about a few. Austin will start by telling you about trapping and its history. Here we go.
Trapping is one of the oldest professions in the Dakota Territories. It has gone many changes in the past few decades. Hardy frontiersmen once led a pack of horses bundled down with prime pelts. Lewis and Clark described the Missouri region, the Dakotas, Iowa, Minnesota, and Montana as a place with abundant amounts of beaver and buffalo. That's it for me. Now back to our host.
There are a lot of different things that you need to know about trapping.
Thank you, Austin, for sharing just a few of the many. Up next, we will have Zach be sharing some fun details with us about coon trapping.
Thanks, Emily. Raccoons, an animal that sneak by in the night. These animals can be a huge nuisance and problem. Their pelts can also be worth money. To get these animals, most people will trap them since it is illegal to spotlight them at night. People will use different kinds of traps. Box traps, also known as live traps, keep the animal alive until you arrive to check the trap. Also, there is another trap called a foot trap. These traps will clamp down on the animal's foot when stepped on and hold the animals down. Once you have trapped and killed these animals humanely, you can sell them to fur buyers. This is a very good way to make money and a lifestyle for some.
Wow, I wouldn't want to be a coon when it is trapping season. Thank you, Zach and Austin, for the many good details you have shared with us.
That is it for our podcast. I'm your host, Emily, and thank you for listening to Purple Pride Radio.